business will be profiling companies of the region again.
Pretty dramatic picture we're looking at right now. Fire in one of the World Trade Center towers in New York City. We don't know the cause of this fire or exactly where it's coming from, but it appears there has been an explosion. As I look at another picture right now on one of the television monitors from ABC TV, and it shows a huge hole in one side of a World Trade Center tower in Lower Manhattan in New York City. Smoke, thick, dark smoke now billowing from the top of the building. A darker kind of smoke is coming from this large hole. When I tell you it's a large hole, we're talking about 10, maybe 12 stories worth of a hole in the side of the World Trade Center. A terrible situation there this morning. Obviously, something has terribly gone wrong. We believe that we do have some information coming in here we can bring to you. Can we bring up
this
that?
This is CBS Special Report. I'm Dan Revive. An airplane has hit the World Trade Center in New York City. There aren't many details at this time, but the World Trade Center, the Twin Towers, you'll recall, are about 110 stories tall. It appears that an airplane has hit the building somewhere around the 85th floor. There's a lot of smoke coming out of one of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. This is in the what's called the lower part of Manhattan, the southern part of the island of Manhattan. You can't see any part of the airplane at all. There's a fire inside the building, that's clear. A lot of smoke coming out in a very large hole. Perhaps as many as 5, maybe even 10 or 12 stories of the building are clearly affected. On one side, there's a large gaping hole, and there's smoke coming out. There's flame inside. And also on the adjoining side of the building, a lot of smoke. Let's hear live coverage now from CBS radio station WCBS New York.
Billowing out of the I would say it's about 15 stories down from the top of the number 2, I believe it is, World Trade Center. Flames are coming out also. This apparently was a commuter plane that smashed into it with such force that the windows of the Pick a Bagel, in which I was just about to buy a bagel, smashed with a big bang. Everybody was very frightened, and it sounded like a fabulous explosion. And indeed, there is a great devastation up there.
What happened to the commuter plane? It looks from what we're seeing that it might have actually gone through one side of and out the other.
I can't see the south side of the building, but it could well have been. It hit with such force that the whole neighborhood really shook.
Well, Tom Kaminsky may have a better view for us, David. He's in Chopper 880. What are you seeing
Pat,
now, Tom?
I think we can sort of confirm that, at least to some degree. We are now looking at flames shooting out of the north side of number 1 World Trade Center, but there are at least some windows blown out and smoke billowing out of the opposite side. We have not been able to get to the south side of the building yet. We're sort of staying right here. We have a very good vantage point, so we're staying here for the time being. However, there is smoke billowing out of both sides, really of all four sides, it would appear, of World Trade Center Tower number 1. And as we've been saying, this is anywhere between 10 and 15 stories down from the top. Now, as you look at the World Trade Center, this is the building with the antenna on top of it. There is quite a bit of flame now coming out of the north face of that building, and only smoke. I don't see any flame coming out of the other approaches, but I talked to our pilot, Arthur Anderson, and he says he did see something go into that building. We were at the George Washington Bridge and beginning to make our way south. I looked up and saw a fireball, but Arthur Anderson, my pilot, says that he certainly did see something right at that building, about 10 to 15 stories up.
Tom, stay with us for a minute, will you? We want to talk to WCBS producer Kelly Edwards on the ground. Of course, you can see the fire. Where are you?
I'm just about 15 blocks north of the World Trade Center right now on 7th Avenue. Fire trucks are screaming down 7th Avenue trying to get to the fire. It looks like the fire is about 10 stories from the top of the building. Flames are shooting out. Smoke is pouring out. This gash goes from one side of the building practically all the way to the other. You can see thick black smoke pouring out of the front of the building, the north side. I can also see it coming out of the west side, and it's certainly coming off the entire top of the building right now. It's completely covered with smoke. You can barely see the top of the building. You can see flames shooting out of the east side of that gash. The gash seems to be getting bigger. I can now see flames coming out of the east and the west side of the gash. It seems like the windows are breaking as the fire moves down the building.
Well, we had heard earlier from one of the witnesses, M. David Levin, told us that the ground floor windows had been shaking, Kelly. Now, everybody we've been speaking with seems to have a vantage point of one side of the World Trade Center. We can tell you that at least two facades of the building.
We're listening to live coverage from a New York radio station WCBS right now of an apparent plane crashing into one of the World Trade Center towers, the North Tower this morning, where smoke is continuing to billow out, thick black smoke. We'll continue listening to their coverage. Coverage live in New York City.
WCBS 880, because we are right on top of this for you with reporters on the way to the scene. Tom Kaminsky is overhead giving us the bird's eye view, okay, and in fact was the first to tell us about it and see it.
Tom's been hovering around. Let's go to him right now up in Shopper 880. Tom.
All right, Jeff, back here with you. And we're trying to gather some information as to what type of plane this might have been into this area. I could tell you as we are looking here at the north side, the north face of tower number one, the gash that is in the building runs from about 10 stories up to about 15 stories, going from right to left, going sloping to the left diagonally. Smoke is pouring out of that face, and now we have quite a bit of smoke and flame pouring out of the eastern side of tower number one, and that also about 10 to 15 stories up. So it is our guess that whatever went into tower number one went into it and stayed there. We have not seen any evidence of any other fire on the south side of the World Trade Center. Tower number two, at least from our vantage point, appears to be unaffected. This appears to be entirely in tower number one. But the impact point is almost certainly on the north side of tower number one, about 15 stories up. We're just getting a look at the street. The traffic on West Street at this point is just beginning to come to a stop. That hasn't really happened yet. We are seeing some police and emergency crews beginning to make their way down West Street. Certainly this area is going to be not the place to be. I would want to say from about the area of Canal Street on down, at the very least, you really need to try and avoid driving in this area. And at this point, Jeff, that is all we have. We are still looking at smoke billowing out of tower number one.
All right. Tom Kaminsky will come back to us, and we have reporters Peter Haskell, Mary Gay Taylor on the way to the scene. Our producer Kelly Edwards on the ground not far has given us a good view from the ground, and Tom Kaminsky will continue to give us a bird's eye view, and that's why you want to stay with us on WCBS 880.
This is the WTOP Radio Network. WTOP Washington. WTOP FM Warrenton. WXTR Frederick. Worldwide on WTOPnews.com.
Good morning, I'm Richard Day.
And I'm Mike Boss, coming up on WTOP Radio.
As you've been hearing, a small plane crashes into one of the World Trade Center towers in New York. More on this as flames shoot out from that skyscraper.
In comparison, now seems small grapes. Michael Jordan's talk of a comeback gets very serious.
Can the Air Jordan legend live up to expectations? I'm Amy Morris.
Iraq is claiming another shoot down, and the Pentagon confirms it has lost contact with another drone.
Move over, George and Martha. The caissons are rolling in. I'm Mary Ann Jennings.
Have you ever wondered the effect working weird hours has on your body? Now we know.
It is Tuesday morning, WTOP News Time, 9 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A disaster in downtown New York City. A plane has crashed into one of the two World Trade Center towers. This man witnessed the aftermath.
I see a gaping hole at the top of the World Trade Center, almost to the top. not quite up there. All I wasn't looking at it as I was driving towards it. I just heard a huge explosion.
WCBS radio helicopter traffic pilot Tom Kaminsky has more.
We are now looking at flames shooting out of the north side of number one World Trade Center, but there are at least some windows blown out and smoke billowing out of the opposite side.
One report quotes an eyewitness who says it was a twin-engine plane. It is unclear how many people were in the area of the crash or how many injuries there may be.
I think you'll still be the best player in the league, no question about it.
A Washington Wizards fan on the growing prospect that his airness, Michael Jordan, is poised to make a comeback. Jordan has told reporters he will return for the love of the game, though the announcement has not yet been made official. Chicago columnist Bob Green, who knows Jordan well and has written about him, says Jordan has more that he wants to do despite his accomplishments.
Everyone talked about that last shot of his when he won the championship for the sixth time as being the perfect memory to leave on. But that's not his memory. That's our memory.
It's a case that shocked the nation, a Texas mother drowning her five children. Today, Andrea Yates faces a competency hearing. We're live in Houston with CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
The law and the odds are stacked against the 37-year-old woman, even with her long history of mental illness.
Andrea Yates right now is presumed to be competent. Prosecutors have this court-appointed expert they can point to who says that she is competent to stand trial at this point.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says Yates' state of mind now is what matters at this hearing. Some of her relatives say she has been helped by medication since that mind-numbing day in June when her five children were murdered in a bathtub. Live in Houston, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
For the second time in 2 weeks, the Iraqis claim to have shot down a U.S. reconnaissance plane. CBS News correspondent David Martin has confirmed one of the unmanned planes is missing, though there has been no U.S. confirmation it's been shot down. But CBS News military consultant, retired Air Force General Perry Smith, says it's likely this incident will prompt a serious reevaluation of our strategy.
The fact that we've had so much difficulties recently, I think, will bring to the fore a decision on whether a complete restructuring of our policy will take place.
Bridgewater State College is breaking new ground. The Massachusetts school is the first to offer scholarship money to help gay and lesbian students cut off by their families after coming out of the closet. On the CBS Market Watch, S&P futures are up a fraction. To recap our top story, a plane has crashed into one of the two World Trade Center towers in downtown New York City. No indication how many injuries there are. This is CBS News.
Are you having trouble with your child or teenager? Staying out late, sleeping poorly, grades dropping or missing school? Angry or irritable around family? Has your teen lost interest in usual activities or developed less desirable friends? Do you suspect alcohol or drug use? Has your child indicated that life doesn't seem worth living? These could be signs of emotional illness. Too often, children and adolescents don't get the help they need until they try to hurt themselves. The Taylor Health System has specialized in helping young people for over 45 years. They developed the first adolescent and first crisis treatment programs in Maryland. Now the Taylor Health System offers a range of specialized services. If you're concerned about your child or adolescent, get help. Visit the Taylor Health System in Ellicott City at 410-465-9500. Trusted since 1907, the Taylor Health System sets the highest standards of quality mental health care. Call today 410-465-9500.
We're going to go live to New York now. WCBS Radio is covering a catastrophe that has happened in New York this morning at the World Trade Center. One of the two towers, the North Tower, tower number one, has been struck by what we believe to be a commuter plane. In the last moments, we just saw a horrific explosion and now a second one, much lower than the point where the plane hit the building. Let's go live to that coverage and listen closely.
The World Trade Center, so we were shielded from that. But just moments prior to that, we were getting a look at tower number one. That was unaffected. But as we were looking back, we did see a second explosion of some type in tower number one. So both of the towers of the World Trade Center are now affected. This has this second explosion has just happened. We're still looking at debris still raining down, and now from tower number two. Correction there. The second explosion just happened at tower number two. This is in the general area of where the first one was, but a bit farther down. I want to say maybe about 20 to possibly 25 stories down, and this would be on the north. northeast corner from what we can see of tower number one. So we now have both of the towers of the World Trade Center at this point in flames.
And you know there are some transmitters, of course, on top of one of those buildings, and that is affecting some of our broadcast friends right now.
Some of the TV stations are off the air at this point, so we will try to describe what we have for you. Tom Kaminsky, just have to ask, do you have fuel enough to hang with this for a while?
We are actually going to refuel and be back with you. In fact, plan is that we're going to do that right now so we can come back with you.
Again, all right, thanks. Recap, Tom Kaminsky, it's 9:05 on WCBS New York, and we are covering for you a couple of explosions. Planes have crashed into each of the towers of the World Trade Center just within the last few minutes.
I'll tell you what happened, what we saw. We were watching a television monitor. We were watching the smoke, the thick black smoke coming from the gaping holes in the North Tower. Tom Kaminsky was on the air a few moments ago live, and suddenly the TVs went blank for a moment. They came back on with the pictures from the World Trade Center, and there was a second explosion into the other tower. A little bit lower, let's guess, 20 stories below the explosion point on the first tower. And again, people have seen two planes, one hitting each tower 20 minutes apart.
And I think another, we've had a lot of eyewitnesses calling us in who were able to see what happened. In fact, one of our listeners who called us at two different times, who said he saw each building get hit separately by two separate planes. Apparently, the first plane was a DC-3. The second plane is being described as a twin-engine plane that went into the second building just a few minutes later. People have been telling us that they don't believe that the plane had been trying to avoid the building. It almost looked as though it had intended to fly right into it.
All right, Tom Kaminsky's still with us. He has to refuel, but let's go up to Chopper 880.
What's happening now, Jeff, is that we've had all aircraft operations in and around this area of Lower Manhattan suspended entirely. LaGuardia Airport has said there are two confirmed aircraft into the World Trade Center, and they want no one at all in this area. They are, in effect, if you can possibly picture this, cordoning off the entire area around the World Trade Center and around Manhattan from at least Midtown on south. So we will be looking at this from a far distance and describing from what we could see, at least from the opposite side of the Hudson River. We don't know what sort of restrictions will be placed upon any aircraft in addition to this, but LaGuardia Airport confirming two aircraft into the World Trade Center, one into each tower. So they have requested that all aircraft leave the area immediately, so we are complying with that.
We'll get back to coverage of this story in New York City with the World Trade Centers in just a moment. WTOP News Time 9:08. Traffic and weather together on the 8s. Here's Lisa Baden.
I'll just be brief. Inner loop at the Wilson Bridge. There's just been an accident on the Virginia side of the bridge with a dump truck and another truck involved. Inner loop Wilson Bridge along the right side. They're still trying to clean up a truck that's leaking fuel, 270 northbound at Falls Road. The right lane closed with a delay on southbound 270. I'm Lisa Debate in WTOP radio traffic.
From the WTOP 24-hour weather center, high pressure building into the area is going to deliver lots of sunshine as we go through the day today, and highs will be climbing into the lower 80s with a northwesterly wind around 5 to 10. Clear skies overnight tonight. Our lows will be in the lower 60s. Lots of sunshine for your Wednesday with highs in the upper 70s. A couple of showers will roll in through the day on Thursday. We'll see our highs near 80. Clear skies on Friday with highs in the lower 70s. And lots of sunshine for Saturday with highs in the lower 70s. Weather updated around the clock on WTOP radio. I'm Richard Llewellyn at the Weather Channel.
All right, current temperature 63 at Dulles right now, and at BWI, 67 degrees in the nation's capital. WTOP News Time 9:09, our continuing coverage now of what is and appears to be something more than an accident. Both of the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center in New York's Lower Manhattan, have been struck by planes this morning within 20 minutes. First, it was the North Tower that was struck with a gaping hole left in two sides of that building. And while so much attention was pouring onto that one building, 20 minutes later, the second building, the second tower in that World Trade Center complex, was also struck by a plane. The second accident was captured, if it was an accident or if it was intentional anyway, it was captured on video and is being seen and shown across the country right now. There is smoke, deep black smoke, that is billowing now out of both of these buildings. Of course, it was the World Trade Center basement where there was a location of a parking garage that was the site of a bombing, an attack, an act of terrorism in Manhattan just a few years ago.
CBS News Update, I'm Steve Kathan.
Two planes have hit each of the towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. This man, not far away, heard and saw the first.
I see a gaping hole at the top of the World Trade Center, almost to the top, not quite up there. I wasn't looking at it as I was driving toward it. I just heard a huge explosion.
That plane hit the upper part of one of the towers. Pictures from the scene showing flames and a lot of smoke pouring out of the building. Then an apparent second plane hitting the other tower. This man tried to help one victim who was nearby.
When I looked over, there was this guy that was on fire, so I kind of like ran over, and I tried to like put the fire out on him, and he was like screaming, and I just told him to roll, and he said he can't.
This man saw the first plane hit the building.
It didn't look like there was any trouble at all with the plane. He didn't swerve at all. He just landed directly in the building. It was like almost like a gray, black color in nature on the plane. He was like he wanted to fly into the building.
Again, two planes have apparently hit each of the two towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. There's been no word on casualties. CBS News Update. I'm Steve Kathan.
Let's pick up more coverage on this devastating story now from WCBS Radio in New York City.
On the air, Russell, you're in Soho?
Yes, Soho.
And what was your vantage point when the tower had the explosion?
Well, we have an enormous, beautiful view of both the towers from the window on our deck at cafeteria upstairs. And I hear this jet plane go over, and I think, well, that's kind of low. And I look out the window. I was by myself, of course. And here's this enormous, looked like a DC-9. It was a twin-engine jet. And it flew directly toward the, and I couldn't believe it. I thought, well, what the heck? And he dipped his wing, and then he flew directly into the building. It was an enormous explosion of fire. And, of course, I let out a big expletive because I couldn't believe it. It was like watching a movie. It was incredible.
That was heard just about everywhere where people were looking up this morning. Which one are you talking about, the first or the second?
I didn't know about the second one because I came down here, and I said, I better call somebody and let them know what kind of airplane that was.
Yeah. That was at about quarter of nine this morning. About 18 minutes later, the second one happened in the other building. And in both cases, all the eyewitnesses who've called have told us that it looked as though it were intentional. Nobody was trying to miss the buildings.
Well, that guy, he just dipped the wing slightly, but he didn't look like he was veering off. And it went right directly into the building. And it was like one of those movies. You can't believe it could happen.
Oh, but it did. Russell,
disaster movie.
Do you know your airplanes? We had heard earlier somebody guessing that it was a DC-3. You said a DC.
Let us interrupt their coverage in New York City because we're getting a word from the Associated Press that the FBI has been investigating reports of an airplane hijacking just before the two crashes this morning into the World Trade Center. So that adds to the speculation that indeed both of these crashes were deliberate. As witnesses are saying, neither plane seemed to want to veer away from smashing into the buildings.
Amazingly, as the whole world looked on at this tragedy, as it appeared after the first building was struck earlier this morning, the North Building, building number one of the World Trade Center complex, then 18 minutes later, the second plane hits the second building, leaving for some people little doubt as to whether or not this was intentional or not, followed up shortly moments later by the FBI indicating it is investigating reports of plane hijacking before the World Trade Center crashes this morning. Right now, the fate of thousands of people who work in these buildings and probably had just arrived at their jobs this morning hangs in the balance. There are rescue teams from New York who are pouring to the site in Lower Manhattan trying to save those people who may right now have their lives in danger.
We don't know if any avenues of exits are blocked or what the conditions or elevators certainly would not be able to be used. So we hope the stairways are open for the people to exit. But this is up on the upper floors, like the upper one-fifth of the 110-story World Trade Centers. We understand the main impact of the crashes were around the 85th floor. That's where these huge gaping holes are and where the smoke continues to pour out of.
I understand we're going to be soon getting a report this morning from the Pentagon, where we are checking with our sources over there as to what they are hearing. The FBI here in Washington now saying they are looking into reports. There may have been a hijacking before the two plane crashes this morning into the World Trade Center. An unimaginable act repeated 18 minutes later. Just
seeing
even more unimaginable.
Seeing the enormity of the damage to these buildings makes one wonder. There have to be some casualties. We have not received any official word about that, although there are unconfirmed reports that there are several hundred people who have been injured and perhaps a few fatalities involved as well in the World Trade Center buildings. The first tower hit by an airplane, and several minutes later, tower number two also hit by an airplane, and then we had subsequent explosions. explosions and fire.
Clearly, this has been a morning of extremes for us here. This the most serious of circumstances that we're monitoring in New York. Earlier today, you know, it was euphoria in this town as we all celebrated what appears to be word from Michael Jordan that he's going to be returning to the National Basketball Association and playing his next season with the Wizards. Obviously, our coverage of that will continue in its appropriate time, but now we're going to continue our coverage of the two plane crashes into both towers of the World Trade Center complex in New York City.
Let's call up WTOP Pentagon correspondent Ivan Scotton to find out what you know about this, Ivan.
Richard, we have to underline the word unofficial, but the sources I've been talking to at the Pentagon are really concerned now and says it seems to point to an act of international or national terrorism. Certainly an act of terrorism as they see it, and the people and the organizations that handle that thing are already moving in here. We do know that, of course, the weather is clear, as you can see, and that the Port Authority and Air Traffic Control have closed down the airports around New York City, LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark. The Pentagon sources here in aircraft identification have identified at least the second aircraft as a Boeing 737. These are used in commercial services. It's not a small aircraft, but a large twin-engine jet. And also experts I've been talking to say it's very clear that at least the second, if not the first, crash into one of the towers was intentional.
All right, Ivan, this is Mike. I've got a question. Have you, in the last few days, heard any reports of any threats against American targets?
There have been ongoing threats for some time, and here at the Pentagon, the sources have been very concerned, saying not if it's going to happen, but when. There are constant threats, and of course, if we remember, there was an attack at the World Trade Center some years ago when a truck blew up, so it's not unlikely that this very tall, very prominent target could be targeted for this kind of terrorism. But again, certainly the second plane, described now by Pentagon sources as a Boeing 737, did obviously fly into one of the World Trade Center towers, and they believe intentionally.
Ivan, would the military in any way be used to patrol skies near buildings like this or around airports to ensure against further acts of what might be terrorism?
Well, absolutely. I mean, if we have a situation here where this is going to be ongoing, where aircraft take off and head for targets, the only way to shoot them down is by military aircraft. This is obviously an extreme situation, but there are contingency plans to use aircraft and other troops for that. Also, the Pentagon is heavily involved in any kind of aftermath of terrorism, working with police and fire departments in various cities, including New York.
Ivan, is the Pentagon saying anything about a high alert status here in Washington?
No, not as yet, but you can be absolutely sure that with this that has just taken place in New York, that we will go at least up the ladder of the threat cons here, threat conditions, and you can see, I'm sure, increased security almost within a matter of hours here.
All right, Ivan Scott, our Pentagon correspondent here at WTOP Radio, and our continuing coverage of two planes crashing into both towers of the World Trade Center will continue in the minutes ahead. We'll have live reports for you from New York. Stay with us. WTOP News Time, 918, traffic and weather together. Lisa Baden, what's the latest?
Well, as you solemnly make your way to work in a backup, you'll find activity northbound 270 at Falls Road. They're clearing it from the right lane with a heavy flow of traffic on both sides in Rockville. Have an accident on the inner loop of the Wilson Bridge in the right lane. It was a dump truck and an armored car involved. Into Falmouth, Marvin saw an SUV go off the road northbound 95 at the exit for 133A. That's 17 Falmouth. Left lane is closed with that wreck. I'm Lisa Baden, WTOP Radio Traffic.
From the WTOP 24-Hour Weather Center, great day outside. We're looking at lots of sunshine in the forecast. Our highs will be in the lower 80s with a northwesterly breeze at 5 to 10. Clear skies overnight tonight, the lower 60s for our low with a light north wind. Beautiful sunshine for tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s. We'll bring up some clouds and a couple of showers in through the day on Thursday with our highs near 80. Clear skies for your Friday with highs in the lower 70s. We'll stay in the lower 70s as we roll through Saturday with lots of sunshine. Weather updated around the clock on WTOP Radio. I'm Richard Llewellyn at the Weather Channel.
And right now we're looking at 67 degrees. The humidity in town is 72%. The winds northwesterly at 9 miles an hour. Frederick, 69 degrees. In Warrenton, 69 as well.
And we're going to continue our coverage of the two plane crashes into both towers of the World Trade Center here on WTOP Radio. WTOP News Time, 920.
breaking news from WTOP.
CBS News Update, I'm Nick Young. Two airplanes have crashed into both towers of New York City's World Trade Center within minutes of each other, leaving gaping holes, flames licking up the sides of the 110-story buildings, and thick black smoke billowing into the air. This man, Steve Higgins, watched the second plane hit about 18 minutes after the first impact.
Another jet came from
903.
Came from, like, let's say, South Ferry. It came up. And we saw the second plane, the second jet now, it wasn't just a small plane, hit the second tower.
There is no immediate word on injuries or fatalities. The White House has just announced that as of now, the crashes have triggered no national security alert. The possibility of a terrorist attack? CBS News correspondent Jim Stewart.
There's no confirmation that this is a terrorist attack, number one, or number two, that it's Osama bin Laden involvement. But I can tell you right now, that is what they are thinking. That is the working premise.
Once again, no immediate word on injuries or fatalities. CBS News Update. I'm Nick Young.
Let's go back for continuing coverage of this story now from WCBS Radio in New York.
Airport have been closed. So we were on our way out of Teterboro Airport, and we were told to go back. We're just coming back now. So, in essence, what is happening here is that all flight operations in this area are stopped. We are closed down all the way around here at Kennedy, LaGuardia, and Newark airports, and now also at Teterboro. Whether or not this flight restriction will extend up toward White Plains or out to Islip, I have no way of knowing right now. But I could certainly tell you that flight operations at Newark and Kennedy, LaGuardia airports are stopped for the time being. And again, we don't know how long this is going to be, but if you are headed to the airports waiting for someone or waiting to catch a flight, it is safe to say.
Breaking news on WCBS 880, right here, right
now. Tom, we're sorry to interrupt. We have new information.
A senior government official is saying that they are now pursuing reports one or both of these planes were hijacked. As we told you, the FBI was looking into that, and now they're saying that the crashes may have been the result of a suicide mission. They say the reports are preliminary. They don't know the cause of the crashes, of course. One government official says it certainly doesn't look like an accident, and of course, that is what everyone who's called us, who was an eyewitness, is saying as well, so it bears that out.
Let's go back at Tom Kaminsky, if you're still with us in Chopper 880.
We are still with you. We're trying to determine if there's going to be a way that we can possibly leave this area and head toward that area, but it certainly, from this point, appears, according to the FAA, that they have been instructed to close all of the area airports. That includes Newark and Kennedy and LaGuardia, and for our purposes, Teterboro Airport. I can tell you, I'm looking up at the sky right now. It is a beautiful day to fly, and I do not see a single aircraft anywhere around this area as I look all the way around me. So it certainly would appear that all flight operations in and around the New York City area have been suspended. We will keep you posted on that. I just needed to add one other note here. When this first explosion occurred, we did not see, at least from our vantage point at the George Washington Bridge, any sort of a sizable aircraft come down that Hudson River corridor. That's not to say that when we were over the Bronx, that didn't happen. And certainly that has been, from every indication, that the first plane, tower number one, had gone from north to south.
And in Sarasota, Florida this morning, President Bush has found out about what has happened in New York City. The word we get now from the White House is the president was reading to children at a classroom in Sarasota, Florida at 9:05 this morning when his chief of staff, Andrew Card, whispered the news into the president's ear. We understand the president briefly turned somber. He did resume reading to the children, then asked what he knew about the planes. The president's response was, I'll talk about it later. And our earlier report from CBS was the White House had not declared at this point a national security threat. But at this point, they are trying to figure out whether it was an act of terrorism. The two planes within 18 minutes would strike both towers of the World Trade Center in New York.
And still no immediate word on any injuries or fatalities in these twin disasters, which happened shortly before 9 this morning. Again, here in Washington, officials are saying the FBI is investigating reports of a plane, or perhaps two planes, being hijacked just before these crashes. Now, our Pentagon correspondent Ivan Scott says one of these planes is believed to have been a Boeing 737, the second plane which crashed into World Trade Center Tower number 2 following the crash into Tower number 1.
And we are watching both of these towers on our television monitors right now burn. burn and the smoke billowing out of them right now. It is dark, thick smoke that is covering the sky over the lower half of Manhattan right now. There is a tremendous rescue operation that is underway on the ground. The World Trade Center buildings are 110 stories high. So obviously getting rescue people to those who are near the scene of this crash, who are at the scene of the crash, is going to be difficult and take time. Let's resume our coverage as we listen live in New York to WCBS Radio. Brooklyn, this is WTOP Radio.
Let's see what's going on, if there's been any word from the mayor or city officials. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is there.
We actually haven't been inside City Hall yet, but down outside the City Hall Park, I can give you the sense of what's going on in the street. The streets are packed with people. Almost every building has just about been emptied. The streets are filled with people, stunned, scared, frightened, crying, staring upward at this ominous, dark, horrible symbol in the sky. The two towers are flaming, both of them. The flames are racing up the side of the building, bright orange. The smoke sort of shimmies up the side of the building for several floors, and then the wind gets hold of it and is pulling it to the southeast, and that's why all of that paper and debris is floating out all over Brooklyn. It is absolutely amazing to see just the sheer panic in the streets right now. Many people are running. They saw this from their windows, their office windows, and their immediate instinct was to run, was to leave. People are tracking north, up towards Tribeca and Soho. The streets are jammed. If you were what happens in the car is this: the streets are not moving that well, and what happens is there are emergency vehicles coming from every direction. You need to be, if you're in your car, don't panic, just be patient, and when you hear those sirens, you have to get out of the way and let those vehicles get down towards the World Trade Center.
Do you know if they've closed any tunnels to let the vehicles through?
I don't have any information to that effect. I can tell you that I came down the FDR. I got off before I got to the Brooklyn Bridge, made my way back towards police headquarters, and there the Verizon headquarters, that building was just emptying. Bertram High School, that building was emptying, and people are frightened, people are scared. You have to remain calm in the streets. There are lines at all of the payphones, 50 people long, because a lot of the cell phones just aren't working down here. I had to come to the Blimpie to use the telephone here. My cell phones aren't working. There's a lot of confusion right now, and people just have to stay calm if you're in Lower Manhattan.
All right, Sean, we want you to stay with us. Please check back frequently for the very latest on the situation down in Lower Manhattan. He is approaching City Hall. Now we're going to go to another one of our producers here at WCBS 880. I think we may have lost this line. Yes, we did.
All right, while we wait for them to find that line, we'll be keeping you updated on this story, as well as our regular services on WTOP Radio. WTOP News Time 9:28, so we've got traffic and weather for you on the 8s, and here's Lisa Baden.
And I'll go right to it. Northbound 95 at 17 Falmouth, accident with a car that went off of the roadway. Stay to the right out of Fredericksburg. Further north in Springfield, it's now road work in the right lane in the HOV lanes of northbound 95. We still have stop-and-go traffic, though, if you're leaving Newington to the Beltway, beyond the Beltway, off and on to the 14th Street Bridge, and eastbound 66 before 123. Fella called on Lee Highway with a delay well before the Key Bridge Marriott to get through Roslyn. Accident was on the inner loop of the Wilson Bridge. A dump truck and an armored car cleared from the bridge. Lanes are open. Now a Beltway wreck. Outer loop at Branch Avenue. This traffic update is brought to you by Preparation H. Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief. Preparation H Cooling Gel. I'm Lisa Baden, WTOP Radio Traffic.
All right, we're going to momentarily continue our live coverage of what appears to be an attack against both of the World Trade Center buildings in New York City this morning, buildings that are burning right now with thick smoke billowing and covering most of Lower Manhattan at this point. We're getting an indication of just horrifying it is in those buildings, too. There is screaming and yelling. People are trapped. Their lives are in danger. That coverage will continue. Let's find out about the weather right now. Richard Llewellyn joins us with details in the WTOP weather forecast.
From the WTOP 24-hour weather center, beautiful weather continuing as we go on through the next couple of days across the region. Chances of rain, though, on the increase for Thursday. We'll see sunshine for today. Our highs will be in the lower 80s, lower 60s overnight tonight with clear conditions. Sunshine for your Wednesday, highs in the upper 70s. A couple of showers rolling in on Thursday with highs near 80 and cooling into the lower 70s for Friday and Saturday with lots of sunshine. Weather updated around the clock on WTOP Radio. I'm Richard Llewellyn at the Weather Channel.
And right now, under sunny skies at Reagan National Airport, 67 degrees. degrees. Dulles showing a 63. Baltimore also a 63 at Frederick, 69. Warrenton, 69 degrees. The winds are northwesterly at 9, and the humidity 72% right now.
We have used the description before, unimaginable. As we were watching what we thought was an accident, a plane having crashed into one of the New York World Trade Center towers this morning, a 110-story structure, while we watched as there was fire and smoke coming out of that building, and as rescue crews were racing to the scene in Lower Manhattan, it happened again. Another plane smashing into the other World Trade Center building, with thousands of people having arrived for work in what are two very occupied buildings.
ABC Television is reporting that the FBI has said it was foul play and not an accident. And somebody who answered the phone on the trading floor at an inter-dealer broker located near the top of the World Trade Center said, "We are dying," when asked what was happening. And then that person hung up, and lots of screaming and yelling could be heard in the background. A follow-up call was not answered, so we have no word right now on any casualties.
There have been some reports this morning. CNBC was reporting earlier that there may be at least 1,000 people injured. We have no confirmation of that. We are, however, watching closely and keeping as close a tab on the situation for you. And let's continue our live coverage now from New York on WTOP Radio.
Update. I'm Steve Kathan. Both towers of the World Trade Center in New York City are burning, smoke pouring from them after two planes hit each tower. The impacts triggered explosions and fire. WCBS air traffic reporter Tom Kaminsky.
LaGuardia Airport has said there are two confirmed aircraft into the World Trade Center, and they want no one at all in this area. They are, in effect, if you can possibly picture this, cordoning off the entire area around the World Trade Center and around Manhattan.
The planes hit the towers about 18 minutes apart, witnesses describing them as twin-engine planes. There's been no firm word on casualties. This man saw one of the planes hit and says it looked deliberate.
It didn't look like there was any trouble at all with the plane. It didn't swerve at all. It just landed directly in the building. It was like almost like a gray, black color in nature on the plane. He was like he wanted to fly into the building.
The FBI, according to the Associated Press, is investigating reports of a plane hijacking just before the crashes. CBS News correspondent Jim Stewart covers the Justice Department.
Right now, they are trying to determine whether, in fact, it was deliberate. They have no information they can share at the moment, and I get the sense that they're in the same mode that we are.
The White House says President Bush, who's now at an elementary school event in Florida, is aware of the incident, and he's heading back to Washington. CBS News Update. I'm Steve Kathan.
All right, we're going to continue our coverage for you right here on WTOP Radio. We are watching as the rescue crews are just streaming toward these two hugely tall buildings, 110-story towers that you cannot miss in New York from wherever you are. When you look on the horizon, you see these two buildings. They are, in many ways, a New York landmark and a sign of the prosperity of not just New York, but of the United States. They are, as President Bush is saying in Sarasota, Florida this morning, the targets of apparent terrorism. For the World Trade Center complex, it would be the second time it is the site of world terrorism.
The president also says the U.S. will hunt down those who committed the attack on the World Trade Center today, both towers. Let's go back to WCBS now for their coverage.
Very, very upset. There are people walking around holding their hearts. Women are crying. Everybody is talking about a conspiracy. And there is no cell phone service in the whole area as well. So the telephone lines for the outdoor phones are extremely long as people try to call their loved ones and tell them they're okay.
We were hearing reports from our reporters who are getting closer and closer to the World Trade Center about grief in the streets. Again, this is the first we're hearing about anyone inside the building. And David Levin explained that he saw at least four bodies flying out of the building. There's no cell phone service in the area of Lower Manhattan. Sean Adams near City Hall, 15, 20 blocks away, spoke of people lining up 50 deep to use payphones. And at this point, Manhattan is sealed off.
You can't get in by either tunnel, and now there is also word that apparently the entire city is sealed off, so that would likely include the George Washington Bridge.
We'd have to say Manhattan is sealed off as opposed to the city. You can't get across the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. Hudson River crossings are closed, and again, as Tom Kaminsky has been telling us, no air traffic. The air corridors have been
shut.
Sterilized.
Frozen.
Sterilized, yes, is the word that they're using because of FBI conjecture that there was a hijacking possibly before the planes crashed, and they're investigating that. One eyewitness telling us that given the traffic patterns coming toward the building as the planes were seen by eyewitnesses, that it is likely this plane, described as maybe a 737, maybe a 767, the second plane, would have been coming from LaGuardia.
This is our coverage here on WTOP Radio of a terrifying, horrifying incident that has happened that President Bush is describing as an apparent act of terrorism. It happened this morning about 9 o'clock, shortly before 9 o'clock. One of the two World Trade Center towers in New York City is struck by a plane. There's conjecture it was an accident. And while rescue crews were working to help those people whose lives were in danger at that very moment, 18 minutes after the first building was struck, the second tower, the second of the World Trade Center twin towers in New York City, was also struck by a large twin jet plane. It, too, is burning right now. Thick smoke is billowing. Thousands of people, we understand, are in those buildings right now. Many of them, obviously, are in danger. There have been some reports about casualties this morning. CNBC said there were 1,000 people who were injured. We saw other reports this morning. As many as 6 people may have been killed. All of that seems to be a little premature right now. It would be difficult to come up with any kind of hard figure. But obviously, these are two buildings that are filled with 110 stories of businesses and offices, and it was 9 o'clock in the morning when it happened, presumably when those offices would have been filled.
Yes, now one person who answered the telephone on the trading floor at a broker located near the top of the World Trade Center did answer the phone and said, "We are dying." He was asked some more questions and just hung up. There was screaming and yelling in the background. More calls were made to some offices up in the World Trade Center higher floors, but nobody bothered to answer those phones, obviously. These people are fighting for their lives up there.
The FBI has told us that they are investigating reports of plane hijackings that may have occurred prior to the incidents this morning. President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, where he was reading to children earlier this morning, described what has happened as an apparent act of terrorism, and the president has had more to say about it. Mr. Bush says the U.S. is going to track down whomever is responsible for the crashes, and the president, the quote now, "Terrorism against our country will not stand."
We understand the airports up in the New York area, Teterboro, LaGuardia, Newark, JFK, they are all closed, shut down because of what's going on. And we understand the Washington Metropolitan Airports Authority just told us right now, D.C. airports are accepting arrivals. Officials are gathering information and will decide whether the disaster in New York will affect operations today. We have a reporter on the way to National. We'll bring you more information on the airports and their situation and the conditions they are going to be operating on as soon as we get the word.
Yeah, let us give you a game plan of what you're going to be hearing on WTOP Radio as we continue our coverage of this terrifying incident in New York City. Neil Augenstein is going to have details from National Airport. Marianne Jennings is covering the State Department. Amy Morris will have more from the White House, where we have been getting some word now on the president's response, calling it an apparent act of terrorism and vowing the U.S. will respond. Ivan Scott has been getting us details from his Pentagon sources this morning. When we spoke with Ivan about half an hour ago, Ivan had indicated there always are a number of threats against the United States, and that has been the case in recent days. Derek Ward is following the FBI, where the FBI is looking into whether or not these planes that struck the two buildings in New York City were hijacked prior to the incidents. Kyle Johnson is on his way to Andrews Air Force Base. Of course, that is where they keep Air Force One. And we are also going to get Kim Oates at Federal Triangle and Lisa Nuremberger at OPM. So there is much to follow for you here in Washington about this serious situation that is still unraveling in New York City, where the fire department in New York has issued an emergency call asking all firefighters to report immediately. When you look at the kind of fire and smoke that is coming from these two Trade Center buildings, you know they need every available hand.
We'll get back to that story in just a moment. WTOP News Time, 9:38. Traffic and weather together on the 8. Here's Lisa Baden in the Traffic Center.
If you're going to head to the Memorial Bridge, there has been an accident inbound, out of Virginia now into the district, police tell us. Inbound Memorial Bridge in the center of the bridge, in the center lane. Traffic's not moving as a result. Belt, northbound 395 to pass and approach Washington Boulevard to the 14th Street Bridge, and on Washington Boulevard, not moving to make your trip over to the Memorial Bridge because of the wreck. To the Wilson Bridge on the inner loop, delays are before 210. Accident on the Virginia side of the bridge now cleared. I'm Lisa Bate and WTOP Radio Traffic.
From the WTOP 24-hour Weather Center, beautiful weather continuing as we go on through the next couple of days across the region. Chances of rain, though, on the increase for Thursday. We'll see sunshine for today. Our highs will be in the lower 80s, lower 60s overnight tonight with clear conditions. Sunshine for your Wednesday, highs in the upper 70s. A couple of showers rolling in on Thursday with highs near 80 and cooling into the lower 70s for Friday and Saturday with lots of sunshine. Weather updated around the clock on WTOP Radio. I'm Richard Llewellyn at the Weather Channel.
67 degrees are our present temperature right now. Humidity 72.
In response to this apparent terrorism in New York, the attack on the World Trade Center towers in New York, Dulles and National Airports are calling in all their public safety personnel. The Vice President of Communications, Jonathan Gaffney, says all flights to New York have been canceled, but all other flights are taking off as scheduled.
Now, the Washington Metropolitan Airports Authority says right now D.C. airports are accepting arrivals. Officials are gathering information. They'll be deciding how the disaster in New York will affect further operations. We have a reporter on the way to National Airport, and we'll bring you the additional information as soon as it becomes available.
And Reuters is reporting now Palestinian group is claiming responsibility for this World Trade Center attack. Let's go live to New York now and continue our coverage of this horrifying situation.
Terrorist attack on our country, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families.
CBS News correspondent Jim Stewart says the FBI was even taken by surprise.
I have never heard such a gasp of astonishment as I heard speaking to the FBI headquarters this morning when they saw what we saw, the explosion at the World Trade Center, the second explosion, and the smoke coming out of it. It reminded me and them of Oklahoma City. There's pure astonishment, I can tell you, at FBI headquarters this morning.
As President Bush said, Stewart reports the initial working theory is terrorism.
There's no confirmation that this is a terrorist attack, number one, or number two, that it's Osama bin Laden involvement. But I can tell you right now, that is what they are thinking. That is the working premise.
Authorities have closed down all bridges, tunnels, and transportation connections into Manhattan. The opening of trade on the New York Stock Exchange has been suspended. NASDAQ trading will open in 20 minutes. CBS News Update, I'm Howard Arenstein.
I'm Dan Revive with continuous live coverage from CBS News. We have a report now from the White House. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer tells us there's a security alert there. The building, the grounds are being cleared. A security alert, perhaps just in case. After all, there could be, I don't want to alarm anyone, there could be terrorists hijacking aircraft and heading toward buildings that are well known, who knows, perhaps in other cities. Federal officials aren't sure. As we heard in that report, there is a working assumption among federal law enforcement agencies that this could be some action undertaken by the Osama bin Laden group. Let's go back to New York City and coverage from WCBS Radio.
He noticed as he saw this plane seemingly dipping its wings up and down.
I was in my post day, Pier 62.
All right, now we're going to interrupt this coverage, bring it closer to home. We have some indication of fire and smoke at the Pentagon right now. WTOP's Neil Augenstein. All right, we've just had some kind of line interruption there, but we're going to get that back up. Have we got that worked out? All right, the report we have is of fire and smoke at the Pentagon. We should tell you that we have gotten calls from people who live and work around the Pentagon who have told us that they have seen something that they have described as an explosion. This is information we have not been able to confirm. And we are trying right now to get Neil Augenstein, who has some line of view of this situation. And we are working through a problematic telephone problem for you right now that we will resolve this. Obviously, we are watching closely to see what kind of response we might have here in the Washington area. Could there have been any more blatant act of terrorism against the United States than attacking both World Trade Center towers in New York City? Yes, maybe. Attacking the Pentagon, if that, in fact, is what happened. We're looking at some pictures of the Pentagon right now. We do see some smoke in that area. We do not know the origin of it, what may have caused it. We do know that it is thick smoke that is billowing above the Pentagon. right now here in Washington, just outside of Washington, D.C. Have we been able to get Neil Augenstein worked out? He's got a line of view of this, and we're trying to get his live eye report for us.
The latest word we're getting on this situation, which is now creeping into Washington, is that a crash of an airplane, perhaps into the Pentagon, some type of explosion there, and also an immediate evacuation of the White House has been ordered. Now, President Bush is not in town. He's down in Sarasota, Florida, where he has issued some statements about what's going on. But an evacuation of the White House downtown, and witnesses are saying it looked to them like an aircraft has crashed into the Pentagon.
Yeah, without saying more than has been confirmed by authorities, we do know the president has viewed what has happened in New York as an apparent act of terrorism. It would appear what has happened to the Pentagon might be part of what is an orchestrated plan. There has been a claim of responsibility that has come in this morning. Reuters says it has come in from a Palestinian group. Again, there's no confirmation of that. The FBI is looking into reports of hijackings prior to the plane crashes in New York. There is right now an emergency response to what has appeared to be a plane crashing into the Pentagon building itself.
A little more on that. This is according to some people downtown. An aircraft did crash near the Pentagon, and the West Wing of the White House has been evacuated amid threats of terrorism. So this comes less than an hour after the double explosions in New York at the World Trade Center, where one airplane crashed into the first tower, and about 18 minutes later, a second plane crashed into the second tower of the World Trade Center. An Associated Press reporter saw the tail end of a large airliner plunge into the Pentagon here in town. He says smoke is now billowing out of the Pentagon. So we have a second layer of activity going on, which seems to be related to what is happening in New York.
Clearly, this may go down as the day that the United States suffered its worst acts of terrorism on domestic soil. Two planes crashing into both World Trade Center towers this morning. The giant 110-story skyscrapers in Lower Manhattan in New York. A plane striking one around 9 o'clock this morning. 18 minutes later, the second tower, the South Tower building number 2, is struck. There is a tremendous rescue effort that is underway with the thousands of people who work within those two buildings in New York City. At the Pentagon, we have smoke billowing out and reports of a large jetliner that may have crashed into the Pentagon building just moments ago.
I heard a boom. I was working on my computer. Somebody was in my office, looked out the window, and said, "My God, look, there's an explosion at the Pentagon, this incredible ball of smoke."
We're also hearing from a caller who says she is an eyewitness to another hit here in town. The USA Today building may also be on fire, in addition to the Pentagon and the evacuation that's going on at the West Wing of the White House amid threats of terrorism.
And Richard, it goes further now. We have word from the U.S. Treasury that building is being evacuated. This is word from Reuters this morning, so we understand an evacuation of the White House is underway. There's been an apparent attack on the Pentagon. The Treasury building is being evacuated. We have both World Trade Center towers in New York City burning with thick smoke billowing there, and the fates of thousands of people still in the hands of those rescuers who are rushing to the scene there.
Now, here's a caller who says... Well, we don't have a call.
Okay, well, we're going to try to work that. A witness apparently saw this plane go into the Pentagon, and the witness described it as a large plane. Now, the second tower that was hit in New York City, tower number 2, was struck by a plane that some said may have been as large as a 767, which is one of the larger planes that flies today. The first World Trade Center building was struck by what appeared to be, to some, a commuter-sized plane. As we look at pictures of the Pentagon right now, we are looking at thick smoke. In one spot, that smoke is deep black. Another spot, the smoke is white. Big clouds of smoke are lifting off the ground from the building of the Pentagon, where apparently a large airliner has crashed into that building as well.
Let's go back to CBS and pick up on their observations.
President Bush is not in Washington. He is in Florida, where he spoke a little while ago and told us that he believes this is a terrorist event and that he is going to try to track down whoever's responsible for it.
Pat, when he spoke, it was about 10 minutes before the blast at the Pentagon.
He didn't have that information yet. No,
he just knew about what had transpired in New York City, that there was some what he called an apparent terrorist attack. And again, the FBI is investigating at least one of the planes that crashed into the World Trade Center was hijacked in Boston. We don't know, though, when that happened.
The president is calling this a terrorist attack. City firefighters are being called in to battle the fires at the towers. They're calling it a total recall. They want any firefighter in the city to come down and help. Bridges and tunnels into Manhattan are closed. Air travel is shut down, and the subway system is also shut down. You can't get into Manhattan, and you probably can't get around too easily in much of Manhattan.
One of our reporters has reached the World Trade Center finally, and it's a long, difficult trip this morning. Let's go to WCBS reporter Sean Adams. Exactly where are you?
Well, right now, you know, you really can't get much farther south than the southern tip of City Hall Park. Broadway there, everything is shut down. And here's
breaking news on WCBS 880, right here, right now.
Every time we think it can't get any worse, we are now learning that the FAA is shutting down all takeoffs anywhere in the country. No planes can take off anywhere in the United States. That is the word from the FAA just a moment ago.
Certainly. And here in Washington, that was WCBS coverage of what began around 9 o'clock this morning, about an hour ago. The World Trade Center towers in New York, both buildings, 1 and 2, struck by two separate planes, 18 minutes apart. A plane apparently has crashed into the Pentagon. There are reports that a plane out of Boston was hijacked this morning and may have been one of the planes that went into the World Trade Center tower complex this morning. There are evacuations throughout the Washington area taking place. The White House has been evacuated. The Capitol, we understand, is being evacuated. The Treasury building is being evacuated.
And one witness told Associated Press he saw the tail of a large airliner plowing right into the Pentagon, and there is billowing black smoke coming from that building right now, and that is just going up over the entire Washington landscape.
WTOP's Marlis Majerus with Federal News Radio joins us now, and you've been watching the situation.
Yeah.
All right, before we go to Marlis, we are being told that we should go live to New York.
The president vowed that this act of terrorism against the United States will not stand. It is not clear whether or not the president will be able to get in the White House because the White House is being evacuated for fear it is a target of a terrorist attack as well. But it's at least a 90-minute flight back to Washington from Sarasota, so they will have some time to figure out where he will go when he gets there.
There may be other attacks underway on the Washington area. The Pentagon has been evacuated because of a massive fire there. And there are reports that an aircraft has crashed into the Pentagon, triggering that fire. There are also reports of a fire on the Washington Mall. Late word from Washington, quoting the Associated Press, that the Federal Aviation Administration has closed down all flights nationwide. A U.S. official, to return to the Trade Center crashes, a U.S. official says the first plane to hit the Trade Center was hijacked after it took off from Boston. There is still no word on injuries or deaths. CBS News Update. I'm Nick Young.
All right, let's go back to Marlis Majerus now with Federal News Radio, who's been watching what is happening with federal employees in Washington. Obviously, deeply distressed and concerned about the situation. Apparent attacks on American sites.
Yes, that's right, Mike. Federal News Radio's Lisa Nuremberger is right now down at the Office of Personnel Management. She is waiting for official word about any closures or evacuations. Currently, she said there is no official word at this point. But she said that she witnessed, as well as some of the other people in the OPM building, evacuations, people just getting up from their desks and leaving. That's the word from Lisa Nuremberger right now down at OPM.
And there are huge plumes of smoke coming out of the Pentagon right now. Reports from eyewitnesses have varied on this. Some say it looks like a helicopter crashed into the building. Others say a plane hit the building, and still others say there was an explosion inside the building. More witnesses have called to tell us the Gannett building, that's the USA Today building located in Arlington, is covered with smoke. And the White House, that's been evacuated after the Secret Service received what they call credible threat of a terrorist act against the presidential mansion and residence. And as we've been telling you, the Federal Aviation Administration has now shut down all aircraft takeoffs throughout the entire country.
Well, let's continue our coverage now on WTOP Radio with CBS.
We've
this when I tell you. Everybody here is scanning the skies looking for a possible attack. Every fire and rescue crew has been told to be aware of that. Every police officer has been told to be aware of that. We cannot tell you at the moment, and as far as casualties, any injuries at the moment.
That's a reporter here in the Washington area for WUSA-TV, Dave Statter, at the Pentagon, where a fire has broken out.
It did not seem to be a gaping hole like we saw at the World Trade Center. I can't even tell you what size plane it is because it's pretty much consumed. Should be getting a live picture from us shortly.
Let's go to the White House area. The White House grounds evacuated for the sake of security. CBS News correspondent Bill Plant.
We understand that the Treasury is also being evacuated. There's a lot of activity, fire trucks, ambulances, but as far as we know, there is no damage in the White House complex. I repeat, no damage that we know of in the White House complex. But this was in response to damage elsewhere, to the New York aircraft incidents and to whatever it was that happened at the Pentagon. But this is a full alert. The Secret Service has moved everybody away from the White House grounds, away from the White House complex, and they keep telling us that we have to remain a block away. There are fire trucks going by, ambulances going by, headed we know not where. But this is obviously a precautionary measure because no one clearly knows what to expect next.
That's CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant. Let me note this. Although the Federal Aviation Administration has grounded all flights all over the country, there is an Air Force plane, Air Force One, that apparently is about to take off from Sarasota, Florida. President Bush is now aboard that plane. He scrubbed the rest of his schedule in Sarasota, Florida. He was at a school when these events took place. If you're just joining us right now on the East Coast, it's 9:55 in the morning. At 8:45, an airplane hit one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. 18 minutes later, a second airplane hit the other tower of the World Trade Center. There's a very bad fire in the upper stories of both those buildings. And then the Pentagon in the Washington area was hit, but not as severely, though there is a fire and there is smoke. Let's go to WCBS-TV in New York.
And I put if in capital letters. If we are talking about two commercial aircraft plowing into the World Trade Center.
Tears. It's an unbelievable scene here. If we can look around behind us, we've got, sir, could you please move a little? We've got a helicopter taking off over there, and what we were told was that this field was being set up as a medevac location. There are at least, you know, scores and scores of... Now, this one's coming in to a closer vantage point. We've had scores and scores of ambulances in the area here. That helicopter is, in fact, taking off. He was just circling around to get a better angle of attack on his takeoff. As far as the fire control, we have no idea as to what that situation is, but debris continues to rain down from up above. And as of about 5 minutes ago, we were still seeing fire on some of the floors of World Trade. Now, I saw the second plane hit. I did not see the first plane hit, but the second plane was an unmarked silver fuselage. It appeared to be twin engine. I couldn't tell if it was prop or jet, and it took a slight bank and went right into the side of World Trade 2. And having had the first one go in, the second one obviously appeared to be a suicide flight. So the only thing that we can assume here is that they were both suicide flights going in. And as I said before, there's unconfirmed word that even a third plane was on its way here. The disposition of that, we don't know.
Now, all right, the story happening in New York and now also happening here in Washington after two planes crashed into the towers of the World Trade Center in New York this morning just before 9 o'clock and then about 18 minutes after that. We are having some activity going on right here in Washington. We have...
All right, we've got Neil Augenstein, who we've been trying to bring up this morning. Neil, are you... Can you tell us what you see at the Pentagon now?
Mike, can you hear me? Mike?
Yes, I can. Neil Augenstein, you're live on the air. Tell us what you see at the Pentagon.
Okay, I'm standing right on, 395, right by the Boundary Channel Drive exit, looking across to the Pentagon, seeing heavy, heavy smoke. covering the Pentagon. As you can hear, there are emergency equipment passing by from all directions. Right now, people are pulling over their cars on the side of the road. Of course, we do not know what happened to the Pentagon, but one of the airport authority policemen told me he heard over his radio that a plane did crash into the Pentagon. That's what they heard. That, of course, is not confirmed by that gentleman. But right now, there are helicopters which are circling over the Pentagon and in the area. They look to be government helicopters rather than media helicopters. The area is, traffic is still moving surprisingly on 395, except for the people like myself who pulled over to the side of the road. Let me try to describe the smoke to you. It is a very thick, dark smoke. When I first saw the smoke from the airport, it was lighter in color. Now as time has gone by, it's gotten much thicker and much darker. Again, the helicopters continue to circle the Pentagon. It's difficult to see outside. I'm not seeing people milling about outside, but I don't have a great view.
All right, Neil, we're going to switch over to WTOP's Pentagon correspondent Ivan Scott right now for another report. Ivan?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, as we know, there has been some kind of an explosion at the Pentagon. We've all been evacuated. We're getting early reports that a plane crashed into the Pentagon. This has not been confirmed as yet, but it is quite possible, a plane perhaps taken off from National or elsewhere. There are usually some 23,000 people at work at the Pentagon, about half military, half civilian. The whole building is evacuated now. We understand, too, that the State Department is evacuated, Capitol Hill, the old Executive Office Building, and the White House. There is a state of alert throughout the city of Washington.
Tell us what kind of response is now unfolding at the Pentagon. Have you been able to determine that yet, Ivan?
Well, obviously, when the World Trade Center disaster hit earlier this morning, the Pentagon's anti-terrorism unit went into action. The first thing it did was to dispatch military aircraft to what is now a no-fly zone over the island of Manhattan. These military aircraft, fighter aircraft, armed with guns and missiles, have direct orders to divert and or, in worst case scenario, shoot down any plane that seems bent on crashing into something else. So they are patrolling New York. The only aircraft allowed in the air at the moment, all other aircraft, all airports around New York have been shut down.
All airports, Ivan, we should tell you, all airports across the country have now been shut down by the FAA.
Yes, in fact, we have obviously a state of siege here in the nation's capital as this apparently coordinated attack takes place. Earlier, there was some kind of a fire and explosion at the old Executive Office Building, now the Eisenhower Executive Office Building.
All right, Ivan, we're going to go back to our CBS coverage. One of the World Trade Center towers has just collapsed. It has gotten even worse. Let's continue our coverage now with CBS Radio.
There is one tower. I think it's called Building Number 1, the one with the TV transmitting antenna on top.
Well, the real concern right now for New York City emergency rescue squads is to get people on the ground away from that scene as soon as possible. If you live in the area, if you live in Battery Park City or any of the other housing developments in that area, you should leave the area. You should evacuate the area and get away from the scene. Right now, what police have to determine is whether that explosion was caused from the initial impact of the plane or whether it was something that was exploded on the ground. Generally speaking, for a building to collapse in on itself like that, it would seem to indicate, obviously this is just early speculation, but it would seem to indicate that there could have been an explosion, a bomb planted on the ground that would make the building collapse within itself. But nevertheless, a collapse did happen, and they need to get as many people away from the scene as possible. If you live in the area, if you live in Battery Park City, the best thing that you can do for yourself to keep yourself safe is to leave the area as fast as possible. The important thing now is for people, emergency service people, all the firemen, the policemen, the EMS technicians, to be able to get to the scene and to help as many people as possible, people who are still alive and people who possibly could be evacuated from the other World Trade Center building that's next door. They want to minimize the amount of loss of life as much as possible.